The Holocaust may have been the most horrific event of the 20th century, leaving an indelible mark on our memories, public and private. But just what should that memory be, and how should it be represented? Edward Linenthal, a professor of religious studies at the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh, offers us his thoughts on those and other related questions in our commentary of the week.
On April 22, 1993, the Holocaust was officially incorporated into American memory with the dedication of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Standing on the Washington Mall with thousands of others on that raw, rainy morning, I was already immersed in writing about the making of this celebrated museum. Was the Holocaust a memory that should be an official American memory, or was it out of place, better recalled in Europe or Israel? What physical shape should this memory take? Would a monument do, or a museum of comparative genocide? And once it was decided that this institution would be an activist memorial environment composed of memorial space, museum exhibition space, educational space, library and archival space, where should it be located? In New York City, perhaps, or in the nation's capital? Certainly the location of the museum, adjacent to America's Memorial Center, the Washington Mall, declared the Holocaust a central American memory. But how, in fact, is Holocaust memory mobilized? Is the declaration never again only a formulaic slogan? While President Clinton was dedicating the museum, his administration resisted characterizing as genocidal the slaughter in the Balkans, and it would also turn away from genocide in Rwanda. Sadly, too many administrations, Republican and Democratic alike, turned away before, during, and after the Holocaust in Armenia, in Europe, in Cambodia, in Bosnia, in Rwanda, in Iraq when Kurds were slaughtered. We wish the memory of such evil to be as transformative as the event itself. Perhaps this is too much to ask. I am skeptical that governments will ever effectively mobilize Holocaust memory. I do believe, however, that communities and individuals can work out of this memory by resisting racist violence, consequently making meaningful the phrase, never again, and through their actions offering a response to the question, can it ever stop? If people do not let the Holocaust Museum do their remembering for them, but work out of these volatile memories in their own lives, the museum can indeed be a living memorial.
You've been listening to Edward Linenthal, professor of religious studies at the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh, and the author of Preserving Memory, The Struggle to Create America's Holocaust Museum.